Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge and Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts.
More juice.
With David Hare, Roger Scott,
and
Justin Moore.
Live from
the FJM Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Gator. From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Hey, Mr. P. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Very good for us.
Man, hey, everybody. 609, you know what to do on Hump Day? Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that cog on that. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
My hand.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
I like harder.
Good tunes, good brew, good buddies. I feel great, man. I feel great. You guys are great. I'm going to go pick a fight.
Come on, Los Angeles crowd. Here we go. Cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles.
Let me tell those people something. Shut up. This is the promised land called Pendleton
Boys on the line. Shut up, Josh. Shut up.
Real radio.
We're working on a T-bone steak. All the carnies flying over to the gold.
offensive orgy.
I'm not gay.
No.
Los Angeles!
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Sui! Los Angeles!
So good. Remind me to get his name. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Wednesday, June 24th. It was not a great name.
Let's call him
Nigel.
That's a great name.
Yeah, it would be much
great
better.
Name. Nigel. Nigel Hightower.
Good morning. Welcome to this hump day. Muggy morning out there here in Central Arkansas. Muggy.
It was raining.
Yeah, it was raining.
In Saline County.
Yeah, I think we got a little rain last night.
My little plot.
Did you hear there was a tornado? I guess it was either Sunday night or Monday night. There was a tornado in Ozark.
We did have some storms here Monday. Knocked the power out of the crib.
Glad you're with us. Got a busy show today. Trey Reed will be here shortly. If you've got any questions about the outdoors here in Arkansas, you can certainly give us a call. Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock sponsoring him. Craig O'Neill will be stopping by, as always, on Wednesday, thanks to Genesis of Conway. Michael Marion and Janet DeGeorge from Simmons Bank Arena, they just announced the big Ella Langley concert coming up at the arena. Joe Nichols, it's become really one of our favorite segments of the week. He'll be on at 9 o'clock. Also brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. And, Roger, we got to play a little match game brought to you by our friends at U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. Good morning, Roger, officially.
Good morning, David, officially.
Good morning, Christian. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. We'll dive into the draft here shortly. Our man Darius Acuff did exactly what Christian predicted.
Sure did.
Number 7. Really, the whole night pretty much went chalk for the most part, right? There were some few changes towards
it. There wasn't much surprises. Nobody did anything outrageous that you're like, oh, they lost it.
Yeah, the only thing that was disappointing, Malik Thomas did not go in the first round. I know he was disappointed, I'm sure, about that. Not that it's a big deal. Brunson for the Knicks went in the second round. He was the star of the NBA season this year in terms of
he'll probably go with one of the first picks in the second round. Yeah. As long as you get a guaranteed contract, it really doesn't matter if you're 30, 31 or 30.
We'll talk about that here shortly as well. Of course, Roger, today is National Patch Day. Christian, we were saying back in the day in the 70s, 60s and 70s, there's two ways you would put on a patch. You would sew it, and then the other one's the iron-on. And then you got to where you could even get them in boxes of cereal. But what was a patch that you had as a kid? If I went back, I've got a couple of my old jackets, Roger, where I was a kid, and patches are on there. Most of them are either like Bay County Champions or what you said it was, the fitness champ, the governor's presidential fitness
award.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big patch.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it was huge. And soccer has helped me out because I told you I'm all in on soccer right now because of the soccer mania and America in it. But that match between myself and Sandra Eccles, which was obviously did not stop me from getting my presidential. It was a friendly. That's all it was.
Was that part of the Turkey that we've got coming up this week?
Means nothing.
So was that part of the physical fitness challenge?
Right.
The tug of war? See, I don't remember that being a part of it. It was added by the school just for fun.
I think tug of war. No, tug of war was
that should have been in that
strength.
Should have been yesterday in Matt's Family Feud. That would have been a good recess game. Remember, we were talking about the game.
Oh, you're right. We did a little bit of that.
I know.
I still like Jessica saying box hockey. She knew how old you are. Tell me how old you are without telling me how old you are.
I know.
What games did you play at recess?
I know. She goes, when you said, what did I say, Jax?
Hopscotch and
Jax.
You said Jax.
Did you remember? Nobody remembers Jax.
Well, it was a chick game.
I never played it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't for guys.
Yeah, we had the marbles.
We could play it.
Remember the
guys had
the giant marble. What was the big one called? The boulder? Boulder?
I think he had cat. Oh, I don't know.
The big one? I think that's what it was.
You know what? Bag of marbles? Look at your Walmart ad.
It's National Patch Day. All right. Other thing, Roger, we found out, and Christian, we were the one, the Morning Mayhem delivered the scoop yesterday, thanks to Marsha Martin, that today they're going to be naming the stadium.
Has that been officially
announced? No, but I found out it was official yesterday. Okay. Let me tell you what. Do you not think Hunter Yurchek is sick of me down here? Basil!
Get in the middle of everything. So thanks to not that it's a big deal, but they're going to apparently put the official notice out today.
Why are they keeping it a secret, though?
I don't know. We just beat them to the punch. And what are you going to say?
They want to have a ceremony, but I mean, why keep it a secret? Why not let everybody know?
It's interesting, Roger. Yeah, I'm anxious. Normally, you give a little bit more of a lead time for, say, the media to plan to be there. So if it's the case, you're going to put that out there this morning. We should get it during the show. Hey, at 12 o'clock. So you get 3 hours to prepare. Like, if I'm Steve Sullivan, I got to drive all the way up.
Only the Fayetteville
stations. I know. I don't know what the strategy is there to why you wouldn't give it a couple days. Well, thanks to Marsha Martin, and most people are paying attention to that. I saw some of her posts last night. They had that suite that she was talking about.
Yeah.
She was with Coach Cal. And so Patrick Schick, who was with Lexicon Steel. Patrick was part of that group, too. And I didn't know some of the other folks that were in that. But I'm sure that was a fun trip last night. Come on in, Trey. So did you see, too, speaking of historic, from a historic standpoint, and I know because you're all in, Christian, Calipari becomes the number one overall, is it lottery pick? Yeah, 30th lottery pick, which passes Coach K for most all time.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yes, he 30th. Okay, Roger, how many first-round picks for the Razorbacks over? Does that make it? Did Acuff make it last night in the history of the program?
Nine.
17. So we probably saw about, what, 9 lotteries yesterday from 85 from Joe.
Unless his team is half of that, you know.
Yeah, he had some, but I think of those years with...
Sydney and Ron Brewer.
Yeah. So 17
first, George Cock!
17th first round picks, 48 overall NBA drafts. Good morning, Trey. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, 48 trip.
How are y'all doing?
Good. 48 overalls. But 44th first round selection for Coach Cal. It's his first since taking over the Razorbacks. 63rd draft pick overall for him. And as we mentioned, 30th in the lottery pick. Pretty impressive. By the way, too. Acuff tied for the 4th earliest NBA draft selection, along with Ron Brewer, who was taken number 7 by the Trailblazers in 78. Sydney, as you mentioned, Roger, Sydney was number 5 with the Bucks, 79. Anthony Black and Joe Klein were both number 6. Black was in 2023 with Orlando, and Joe was Sacramento, 85. George Cook, or whatever his name is, was selected 2nd overall, 1948. Whoa! Now, that's I've forgotten that he was that high, so good for him. How are you, Trey? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing well.
I was over at the Game of Fish yesterday. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Nobody told you. Wow. I don't make much of a ripple anymore, Roger.
What were you doing over there?
Ronnie Ritter, Hunters Feeding the Hungry. They were doing some production.
Oh, yeah.
And I was one of the people they asked to do a little.
I did know it. Ronnie told me about that last week, and I unfortunately had some other things on my schedule yesterday.
Well, so I have
didn't
a little.
Get to pop in and check it out.
What is it, Roger? PTSD? Or PST, PTSD?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
I walk into that building with a little bit. I keep looking
start
around.
Twitching a
where
little bit.
Where am I going to get mine? Am I going to get another?
It's a setup.
Get
we,
setup.
We knew you were coming.
No, it was wow, too. By the way, I got to go into the boardroom. Wow. Nice. I mean, it's like the Supreme Court.
Upstairs the director's conference
room. The big chair. Like the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they got the parking places out there. I saw that was Bill Jones and Chris Caldwell and the gang.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie coming off.
Yeah, we had her farewell dinner last Wednesday night, and I emceed that. It was a great event, and Morning Mayhem was invoked during during the presentations. I started it, and I think it was brought up another time or two.
Roger, Christian, when we arrived, if you're at the Arkansas Game of Fish, and one of them goes sitting around the big chairs, and they go, "Strength and honor."
No way! Is that right?
Or one of them goes, "Beep." Beep. If you haven't heard,
or Los Angeles,
or Los Angeles, we've got so many now. I forget the basic ones. If you want to be a part of the show, if you got a question for Trey, 661-1037. I saw where you posted some of your pictures from Mexico. Mexico,
as
the natives.
Who played tonight? Their third game.
Oh, look at you all over it, Christian. Yeah. You two should go off and have a little segment on.
I was pretty impressed that Roger has bought in. I heard on the drive-in that he's bought in. He referred to his. his what I thought was a grudge match against Sandra as a friendly.
Yeah, it was a friendly because that's what's happening with the Turkey A.
Yeah, we found out yesterday that the Thursday match is completely irrelevant. It's just a waste of time.
It's irrelevant, but I saw an interview with the coach and Jenny Taft's report last night that they still want it. They want to be the first U.S. team to go 3-0 in the group stage of the World Cup.
But do you use your best players for the whole game?
They're not going to. I mean, I think but he's got, as he said, confidence in the squad from top to bottom. And I think you got some guys on yellow cards you want to rest and. Some lingering, nagging injuries that you may want to rest too. But
did we find out where it's at? Do we know?
Christian,
did you find it? Inglewood. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, Inglewood. You did find that. Yeah. You found that. Yeah. Okay. Inglewood. Yes.
In the hood.
And here's a question for you. When did we start calling it Turkey A?
Well, we talked about this yesterday.
A couple years ago.
All the countries now are.
Never heard of it.
Apparently, America's been.
I butchered it a couple years ago.
Turkey,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's not.
Paraguay. Paraguay.
Well, it's always been Paraguay, but Turkey is.
But listen, I think really a lot of Americans call it Paraguay.
Sure. In Uruguay. I mean, it's a pronunciation thing. But
yeah, all of you who made.
It's like we're spelling it.
All of you made over 30 in your ACT say you've been saying it the right all along. All of us who were below 30 say Paraguay.
And all of us that don't know what a good number is in your ACT said it.
The Czech Republic is now something different, too. I noticed that, though, in an Associated Press story I was reading last night, it's still the Czech Republic, according to the Associated Press.
Is that right?
Press, yeah.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Today's National Patch Day.
I heard that.
Are you guys doing anything with patches currently?
We did for years, though. We had, like, patches that we'd send out. Like,
doesn't anybody want to have that anymore on their jackets?
No. I think they're making a comeback.
Leather jackets?
Here's a funny story. My last day in Mexico, we were in a city, Chetumal, like not in the rural area. And
woo.
I stumble into this little store. And they've got, like, all these patches. They'll put it on your hats or your shirts or whatever. I bought, like, 20 patches.
Did you really?
Oh, they're so, yeah.
So
yeah.
I remember, Roger, you know.
I love patches.
You either do it on the, you have a Letterman's jacket. And then I remember I had a windbreakers, just regular windbreakers that you could do it, whether it be iron-on
You got the iron-on or you embroider it or stitch it
on. And if you had patches, that means you were pretty successful.
Yeah.
You know, yet if you had, like, on your Letterman's jacket, the old school.
The more patches you had.
Yeah. I mean,
as a Boy Scout and a Cub Scout, you started getting patches.
Of course, merit badges were patches. That's a great point. I had I heard you ask if there was a patch you had, you know, when you were a kid, and Roger brought a presidential fitness award, which I think I had that too. But I had this one old windbreaker, and I had this, like, vintage Ham's beer patch on it. It was a bear snow skiing on
that's
the
edgy.
Patch. Yeah, for a 10-year-old, that was real edgy.
waiting on that one.
661-1037 if you want to ask a question of us or Trey. Someone says square patches on your blue jeans or knees. That is a patch. But in my mind, when I'm not thinking of the tradition, just patch for a hole.
An emblem or
an
insignia of some sort.
From the 870, can Christian tell us why we're playing an eliminated team? That was sort of our conversation yesterday.
Can you hear me, by the way?
Yeah.
So you play everyone in your group.
No matter even if
you haven't played everyone in your group yet.
And round robin.
And it's kind of rare that the last game is meaningless. Usually it means at least something. Usually you're fighting with somebody for number one, but you're not right now. So it ends up being meaningless.
We didn't mention that Ronaldo, I didn't realize he'd been in 6 World Cups. You know, he started when he was 20.
Messi,
today's
his birthday.
And today's his birthday, Roger. He's 39, is that right?
Messi is 39 today, yeah.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So Messi's greater than Ronaldo?
Yes.
Close?
Not.
Is it Ronaldo because he's better looking?
Ronaldo is better looking.
He gets a lot of attention.
I will say that.
He gets more attention than Messi because Messi looks like some guy that would be, you know, fixing something at my house.
So yeah. Messi is in the GOAT conversation.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
Ronaldo is in, like, the tier right below that.
Remember the horrible statue that they did of Ronaldo? It was so bad. Have you seen it?
He's like,
Trey? It's the worst ever.
He's extremely handsome, and it's terrible statue.
And who do we compare? Was Deion's bad?
Deion's was horrible.
D Wade's was bad.
Dwayne Wade.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, you can't screw up. I don't know how anybody screws up a statue. You're talking to you.
Two words. Lowest bidder.
You tell your sculptor, I want to see it. You don't wait till it's too late to go, what?
Could you carve that out of soap first? All right, talking about Messi, had an interesting conversation with an Argentine when I was in Mexico. You ask him, who's greater, Diego Maradona, or Messi? And you get some interesting answers.
Well, that's the GOAT. It's Pele, Maradona, or Messi.
Yeah.
Those
are
the three.
Do you, you know, Pele to me, Roger, just is sort of like Bruce Lee. He's in that era time-wise, you know, in the 70s where, you know, you had Bruce Lee, you know, Elvis. I mean, you had these iconic, you know, figures that were so.
Did you ever see him play or you just heard about him?
Pele?
Yeah.
No. We talked to, listen, Jamal actually played against him. Used to be at JNS, and he was back, and he was living in Dallas. I mean, of course, you've seen the. And of course, he had a good looking guy, had a great smile. Pele did,
yeah.
So he fit the. You know, he fit the look and everything. 661-1037. Someone says here, ask Trey from the 501. Ask Trey if he remembers the hot PE teacher we had in elementary, Miss Velvin.
Oh, stop it! That's my cousin.
Ooh, okay. So you won't call her hot?
She still lives in Little Rock. I bump into her every now and then. She's my mom's first cousin once removed. I think we're second cousins, but yeah.
Everything's cool.
She was a Miss Pine Bluff back in the day, probably, I don't know, 70s.
Okay, and she was your PE teacher.
Yeah. But again, she is a blood relative, so I don't think I can call her hot.
No, that's probably correct.
But yeah, I do remember her as she's a kinfolk.
A couple other things here. In the 80s, we had the Cabbage Patch Kid. No, that does not count. Someone says we will have to endure 20 years of debate on Drive Time about why Acuff should have been drafted higher. Is there really a big argument there, Christian?
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Maybe the Nets could have drafted him, but Mikal Brown Jr. is a good player, too. So it is.
Did you agree with the first overall pick?
Yeah.
And how many freshmen were in that group last night?
DeBonsa, Peterson, Boozer, Wilson, Wagler. The first seven, who went eighth?
I can't recall. The first seven were all freshmen, is that
first
right?
First seven were all freshmen.
Wow, man, that's crazy. Obviously the one and done-ers.
Eighth was a freshman, too. Ninth was the first one that wasn't a freshman.
Wow. Ask Christian why the NBA picks players to send to another team instead of just trading the pick and letting that team pick for themselves.
It's really dumb, and it's a whole thing. So the new league year technically doesn't start until after the draft. So we go through this whole thing where this player is currently being drafted by this team because the new league year hasn't started and they can't be sent to this other team yet.
Yeah, I was trying
it's
to
dumb.
I was trying to pay attention as to when made a couple of those straight. Oh, Patch It Up by Elvis.
I don't know why for just entertainment purposes we can't just make them put on the hat that of the team they're actually going to.
Yeah,
it's dumb.
Yeah, and the guy who's the commissioner.
Silver.
He is a interesting looking dude. He's like 6'5", and he's 6'7", and he's just got he looks sort of alienish.
He should be in Men in Black.
He does. Of course, now he's doing the bro hug, the same thing that Goodell does.
Well, he's been there a long time.
Yeah, how long has he been there?
Probably 2013.
He's no Stern, is he? Is it Daniel Stern? Is that his first name?
Yes.
David.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel Stern's from Home Alone.
I didn't see him.
An actor, yeah.
All right. So you got a question for Trey.
Sure, we do. I know Daniel Stern. I can picture Daniel's turn. I can see a David's turn.
For the 501.
City Slickers, too, right?
That's right.
For the 501, somebody says, we don't need no stinking patches. I saw that clip the other night. What was the name of the movie? Oh, my God. It's a Western.
Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Right. No, that's the real one.
Yeah, it's...
It's a great movie.
Blazing Saddles.
That was the original?
There's a
Blazing.
Yeah. Sierra Madre.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll also let Trey tell us what's happened around the state. Yeah.
You bet, man. I'm ready.
Don't go away.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Portugal dominated Uzbekistan, beating them 5-0 as Cristiano Ronaldo got two goals. In Game 2, Ghana pulled a surprise by forcing a 0-0 tie with England. The Three Lions had the ball for 79% of the game but couldn't muster any offense. In Game 3, Croatia beat Panama 1-0. With that loss, Panama was eliminated from the round of 32. In the final game of the day, Colombia beat the Democratic Republic of Congo 1-0. And today in the World Cup, there will be six games as the final games of the group stages are starting and the final game of group stages are played at the same time. At 2 o'clock in Group B, Bosnia and Herzegovina will take on Qatar, while Canada will face Switzerland. At 5 in Group C, Morocco and Haiti will go at it, while Brazil takes on Scotland. And in Group A at 8, Mexico and Czechia will face off, while South Africa and South Korea will play as well. All of those games can be seen on either Fox or FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A few showers this morning, and then there will be another chance of some showers this afternoon. It's a 30% chance of rain today with a high of 84. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with an overnight low of 72. Tomorrow starts getting hot, 90 the high, but still a 30% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
The low rates are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway. And this year, they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday. And to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new, or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs. BR McGinty.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again with the help of Low T Center. Low T Center is the original TRT clinic. Been changing lives since 2009. Look, they can help you get your energy back, focus back, your sex drive back. They even work with most major insurance providers. So head on down to fixmylowt.com to book your free T-test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
Fort Thompson's is having a gun sale. Savage Axis 2 Black or FDE. All in stock calibers on sale for $299.90 after $75 mail-in rebate. Ruger RXM 9mm on sale for $349.90, $50 savings. Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I was toting my tackle on a dusty Arkansas country road when along came a truck pulling a big old shiny boat. If you're going to the Lake Mack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into his truck, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd fished a lake where the fish were all so grand. And I said, listen, I fished every place in this here land. I fished every place.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
All right, if you, hey, I want to say good morning to Kate Moore and the kids. They're headed down to Destin. They got little Nola, Rod. You see little Nolan there? Little Nola, rather. Y'all have a safe safe trip down there. If you got a question for Trey Reed, 661-1037 is the number. Let's see here. Here's one. I had a patch that had a guy on a dirt bike with the caption, "Do it in the dirt." It's from JT. Here's a song that fits with the morning. Patches by Clarence Carter by Star. That's from Starchild. Yeah, there's two. What is that Elvis one called?
Patch It Up.
Patch It Up. And then the Patches is. Patches was number one, I think.
Patches O'Houlihan. Remember him.
Someone said, who wore the best patch in a movie?
Ooh.
Someone says, Snake Plissken. Kurt Russell in the 1981.
Escape from New York. Wait a minute. Let's even move from that one. Let's go to Armageddon, where Stamper wanted you to have this. He gives it to Ben Affleck to give to our Arkansas boy. Who's their Arkansas actor in that movie?
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. He gives it to Billy Bob, you know, because Billy Bob couldn't go, you know, because he was lame.
Yeah. Good, bad movie.
Yeah, but speaking of our movie this week, our Hawks Holmes Morning Mayhem movie review is Night and Day.
That's Night with a K.
K, that's right. It's a 2010 movie with Tom Cruise and Roger. I watched the majority of it last night till about 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Some of it was background because I had to work. But what is the young lady you call her? What did you call her?
I don't call her that.
Two-faced.
It's an industry term.
Let me tell you.
I've been called that, but it's just an observation.
Two-faced, is that what you call her?
Huh?
You call her Two-faced?
It was Two-faced.
Let me tell you what face she was showing in 2010.
Good face?
Hello.
Good face.
And Tom Cruise was obviously, you know, 16 years younger.
It's a different face. It's a different face.
I remember when it came out.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
What's the one with Franks and Beans? What movie is Frank?
There's Something About
Something
Mary.
Something About Mary.
There's a different face. That's a younger face there. She was also in The Mask.
I think this is her best look. I think this is her best look.
Where was she? I heard she. Yeah, what about the teacher? Look. What about the teacher movie? Bad Teacher. She stank it up in that one. That's good. And I mean stank in a good way. See, you don't understand. Aloha means hello and goodbye. Stank could mean great and not so great. But this is stank.
It's a movie, Trey. It's a movie that... it reminds you a little bit of Reacher. He did that character Reacher, Tom Cruise did. But it's funny. It's got a funny element. But Cruise is so darn good. He's so darn funny.
It really is.
And so it's got a little humor in it. And she's outstanding. She is outstanding.
Does he run in it?
You know, he does.
He does run. I was just going to say, because I see the guy again.
He's got to, right?
He's over 460-something days. The guy is running to be noticed by Tom Cruise. Tom has got to do that. If Tom's listening.
Somebody said the English guy that you guys play every day is Josh. That's funny.
It could be.
Someone says Daniel Stern was also the narrator in The Wonder Years. Uh-huh, did you say that already?
No, I did not.
I didn't know that actually.
I did not say, yeah.
Blazing Saddles
was. They show him at the end, I think, or do they?
Blazing Saddles was Green Cards.
Yeah, but that's the
premise. It was a play on Treasure of Sierra Madre. Yeah,
thank you. I see Ron Moquette's listening out there. He's got it covered. So what do we need to know, Trey?
Here's what you need to know. The big weekend in the outdoors going down in Jasper. It is the Buffalo River Elk Festival this weekend. Friday and Saturday right there. Oh, on the square in Newton County. You know, that's the only county in Arkansas without a traffic signal.
Is that right?
Not the only one, but it does not have a traffic signal.
Is Jasper the epicenter of all things elk?
It's the county seat of Newton County. Okay. And, you know, you're about 15 miles over to Ponca the west. And the Little Buffalo River runs right there through Jasper. But it is the last opportunity this year to win an elk tag because we set aside three tags that you must Register to win on site between 1 and 4 p.m. Friday or 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Saturday.
How do you win? Just to register.
You got to have a sportsman's license. Got to be an Arkansas resident. But you come in and register at the Little Buffalo River Visitor Center, which is about a block behind the courthouse. And Game and Fish folks will check your license and all that good stuff. Put your name in the squirrel cage. And we'll at 5 p.m. Saturday, we will draw three names out of that squirrel cage. And you must be present to win. Unlike the online registration permit applications that we do in May, we'll announce those winners throughout the day on Saturday. But you don't have to be there. But for these three, these last three, you must sign up there and you must be present to win.
Couple observations. One, Roger, I don't know if you were part of that. I don't know. I don't think you were doing radio back then. It was back when in the 90s, I think, when I was part of Channel 4, the like 95. I don't know if you were doing radio back then at Magic yet. But they put out the invitation to come up to Ponca.
Yeah, I did one of those media trips that our buddy Wildman put together.
We saw them, but I remember two things. You saw elk and you had no cell service.
Oh, no.
Back then, there's still no cell service.
Well, think about that.
Cell service was so different then. You know. Well, but it's probably improved.
Nothing's changed.
No, it's nothing changed then. I was going to say, I was at the Game and Fish, Roger, and as I walked, what's the movie when you walk by? Every time you something happens, there's a music plays. Like something in it was. It's the thread of the movie like where
CSI TV show.
No, it's a movie. It's
Groundhog Day starts with.
No, that's not it. It's something where
Jaws.
It's some either. It's a comedy movie where anytime you see something, there's a music bed play that plays. Well, I felt like I had that yesterday. I was going down to film for Hunters Feeding the Hungry, and saw that state record striped bass.
Holy cow!
Yeah. Let me tell you, I've gone with some very good fishermen. Including our buddy Mobley, most recently. And I'm telling you, I put the Basil curse on him because I can't catch a darn striper to save my life. And if I do, it's a little
one. We're going to have, before we fish next time, we're going to have like a cleansing ceremony of some sort. Yes. Maybe burn some Palo Santo and some sage.
Yeah.
And we're gonna turn that around for you, David.
Yeah, I've had some guys take me some good guys, and they struggle. I remember I just blank on his name now. The guy who took me out on, I think it was Washita, and right, he was looking around. He was going, "Man, this is not good. Like this dude is a he's catching
the cooler."
Yeah, that is me. Anyway, it was sort of fun to see that.
Y'all filmed those interviews actually in our auditorium. The big did y'all do those in the auditorium?
Yeah, well, we did them different places.
Oh, okay, yeah. A little different look.
Yeah. So what's the predictions for the new stadium name? We did like yesterday. We threw out all the different ones, including Bluebird Field.
Yeah, Bluebird Scoops.
Scoops. Stevens, Simmons. The local ones, you know what, the Tyson, J.B. Hunt,
yeah.
Walmart.
Summerwood Sports, Sigma Supply.
The thing we don't want to have happen, and we'll get this call here in a second, Roger. The thing that we don't want to happen is, what do we call some of those companies like on the West Coast, the tech companies,
AI,
Silicon
Valley,
Silicon, some weird name that we got to listen for. We got to say
crypto.com.
What is stadium? Crypto.com. Well, there's some weird ones now for NFL stadiums that are a mouthful of letters.
Oh yeah,
you know that we. I just hope it's something that's. I really would hope. Don't you? It's an Arkansas company.
Wouldn't you be surprised if it's Walmart though? At this point.
I think it would be. They have teased. Listen, they have been teasing this for about 6 months, and one of them said, one of the guys, I forget who it was with the athletic department, said it's going to be one of the biggest announcements ever. Like it's going to be a game changer. Which everybody's asked me, how much do you think it's going to be? I think it's going to be like a 10-year deal.
Well,
$5 million apiece for like $50 million.
Will we do it like we do some of our guests? Will they split it up? Will they call it two different days?
The
other part of it is, I think desperate times call for desperate measures. No matter who the name is, I want to see what deal they got. I want to know what the deal is because it doesn't matter to me. But just to see,
I think
we need you to do it. We'll give it to you.
It's got to be $5 million a year, and either 4 to 6, 4 to 7, and it's got. If you can put your name on, it's got to be a 10-year deal. You can't do something for 5 years.
Yeah,
for a
stadium. Is it a mouthful? You know what? I found out a little trivia. You know why they use the word "stop" in telegrams? It was because a period cost money, so they used the letters that they already had. So it was "stop." So how many letters, you know, will this thing have? Will it have enough?
That's a trivia question.
That's a fantastic trivia. That's why they go, "Stop. You've always heard stop." I think they still do it. I don't know, but I wonder how many, if it'll be a mouthful.
Yeah, I mean, that's why. Well, of course, you did have, what is it? What is it currently?
Somebody said it on here the other day. It's a Tommy Smith show with no name. It's a stadium with no name.
Donald W. Reynolds, Razorback Stadium.
D.W. Reynolds, yeah.
Yeah, I never have liked that. Yeah. I get it while we got it, but I mean, I didn't like all that. I like it to be shorter, too.
Well, same thing. You don't call it Bud Walton Arena. You call it Walton Arena, right? Or did you call it?
I call it Bud Walton.
Do you really? I don't know. I call it Walton.
Yeah. What is the worst one in the NFL or Major League Baseball?
SoFi.
The worst one. The mouthful of letters. Who we got there, Roger? Danny.
How about the TCBY Stadium? Do they? No.
No. Danny, what's up?
Hey. Good morning. I had a quick question for Trey.
Hey, Danny.
Trey, can you kind of just briefly explain since Greer's Ferry has its own dam for the Little Red? I mean, a hatchery for the Little Red. How was that impacted by the Norfolk situation? Because I'm confused as to why. Did they depend also on the Norfolk hatchery, and will they recover quicker because they have their own hatchery? Or is it just so small that it really doesn't make an impact on Little Red?
A lot of the fish that are stocked in Little Red do come from that Greer's Ferry hatchery, but it is, man, it's tiny compared to the Norfolk hatchery and even the state Jim Hinkle hatchery up at Mammoth Springs. So the Greer's Ferry hatchery is just but yeah, you did have a little bit of a ripple effect, domino effect, whatever you want to call it, by the Norfolk hatchery is the federal government's largest cold water hatchery in the entire country. So it had impacts to the Greer's Ferry hatchery as well as some other hatcheries around.
So what are you thinking long term for recovery as far as when we get back to somewhat close to normal stocking and the limit return?
Yeah, Thanks, Danny. Probably at least another year or so. It takes about 18 to 22 months to raise a trout from egg to a stockable size of 11 or 12 inches. So it's going to take a little while. But hopefully they'll get some water quality issues figured out at Norfolk and get that back online soon.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show this last few minutes with our man Trey Reed, please do. Someone said, wouldn't it be funny if it's a company from Baton Rouge or Tuscaloosa? No. That would be horrible. Somebody says Basil's Gridiron Playhouse. I like that. They'll probably name the stadium Toad Suck North. Okay. Yeah. Is there any public ground to hunt elk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to win a tag. It's not like wide open hunting like some places are.
Gotcha.
But Gene Rush Wildlife Management Area and Buffalo National River would be too.
Gotcha. All right. Do not go away. A few more minutes with Trey Reed. It is 6:47.
Steps now. I'm gonna let the music move me around. I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. Will it go around in circles?
David Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Benton Event Center. Over 250 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and so much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Two-day admission, only $10. Kids 12 and under get in free. Plus, a $2 discount for veterans and LEOs. Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show, happening this weekend at the Benton Event Center.
You're going to stand there and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
But Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore does, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Top Golf. Torpedo Joe's is West Little Rock's go-to place for fireworks, including commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells, a 10% off discount for Buzz listeners, as well as military, fire, police, and EMTs. And yes, Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore is air-conditioned.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
With the 7th pick in the 2026 NBA Draft, the Sacramento Kings select Darius Acuff Jr. from the University of Arkansas.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods.
He died like last month.
I was so ragged.
What's that?
He died like a month or two ago.
Did he? Clarence Carter.
Remember, he had this and stroking, didn't he?
Yes. This was powerful.
Papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his
Well, this takes me to, what was 70s, had. Roger, what the?
Sure.
All right, well, we've got a few minutes left with Trey. 661-1037. Roger, sounds like we're working out a deal where we're negotiating with Trey Reed now.
We're doing it in real time.
Yeah, doing it in real time. Yeah. So we may combo floating the buffalo and fishing.
Yes.
So as you're floating, you fish.
Yes, exactly. Or
out of a canoe?
Out of a canoe or a kayak, either one. One of my favorite things to do is you get to a good spot, just pull over on the gravel bar, maybe work it over pretty good with the rod and reel there.
I wonder if I can get. See, I have a worry that I might not be able to get comfortable.
Let's get. I think with
in a canoe,
I might suggest a sit on top kayak for you. Then they're a little bit more a sit on top kayak, which gotcha. Is not
He's
one
a
of the
Piro.
Ones where you're down in like a cockpit. Yeah, you're not down in the boat. You're kind of up on top of it, and they usually have a pretty nice recline on the seat. So,
and we're, again,
I think you'd be okay.
As Roger said, we're negotiating this real time, and so we don't have to. We're just talking through it. We can separate those and do the buffalo a different time.
We can adapt. We can change. I just think it would be a good. We got some exciting news we're about to share vis-a-vis smallmouth bass. And so
Really?
I thought that might tie into that. I've actually got a meeting tomorrow with some folks.
Might as well break it here. Yeah. We break the news on Morning Mayhem. Be sure to get it with Marsha Martin.
Say it.
We've been doing some genetic analysis of smallmouth in Arkansas, and Arkansas is the center of the universe for smallmouth bass. Diversity in smallmouth here than anywhere else in the country.
By the way, we've got to get the rest of the commission to be 609ers. Of course, none of them live.
Anne Marie's going off, so we need to replace her with a 609er.
Philip Tappan is a real strong 609er. Appreciate that. All right, Jason, what you got?
Hey, Trey, I was wondering how the refilling of Lake Wilhelmina was going and if y'all are putting walleye back in there.
Oh, I don't know about the walleye, but yeah, we dedicated the revamped Lake Wilhelmina about a month ago. It's with all the rain we've had, it's a small watershed. It should be in good shape. I have not laid eyes on it myself, Jason, but I think it's ready to roll.
Somebody says here, you got White River better fishing. That true?
It depends on what part of the White they're talking about. So if they're talking trout fishing on the White, yeah, it's pretty good. It's a lot longer to get there than it is.
We got to measure that, because you know right now we're doing the restaurant tour, and we're going to be on all corners of the state.
Yeah, you know, you talked about the White House in Camden. I sat next to J.D. Neely at Anne Marie's farewell dinner, and I brought up the fact that you said on the radio that was your first experience there,
and
right?
Of course, what happens? You're not seeing a turkey with me there. You know, the Basil Jinx, and of course it was real late in the turkey season.
Well, we know the Buffalo River will still be beautiful, still have the bluffs. I can't promise we'll catch fish with the cooler with us, but we'll have a good time.
Someone said, what is the opening day of bow season this year, Trey?
Oh, man, it's the third Saturday in September. I'd have to look it up, but I believe that's going to be it's either the 19th or the 26th. AGFC.com and Deer Regs, check it out.
Only got about a minute left. Do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock again for sponsoring Trey and Joe Nichols today. Someone says, ask Trey, where is the best smallmouth places in Arkansas?
Oh, man, that's a really, that's so subjective. I'm a big fan of Kings River, which Berryville, Eureka Springs area. It flows north into Table Rock Lake near the Missouri border. Crooked Creek, another legendary smallmouth stream. Man, there's so many great places. The Caddo River over in the Washtenaws, where my biggest smallmouth came from in Arkansas. So.
What about floating the Cotsetot? Cotsetot again!
That would be, I mean,
that's white water.
Not depending on how much rain we've had.
Hey, Roger, what about we build our own canoe and then go?
Christian will be retired by the time I'm not on this trip.
Yeah, Christian, you can tell Christian, like, I'm not going on that one.
Yes. Over.
I'd like to see that. That would be cool.
With our bare hands.
Someone says, I hate when we're trying to swim and someone walks up and starts fishing. Is there an unwritten rule about that? I guess that's the common between.
You know, I'm going to side with the fishermen there,
see a person swimming, though, are you going to cast out there?
You're not going to cast out there where they're swimming. I mean, they're going to scare the fish off anyway, right?
Thanks, Trey. We'll come back, too. We had talked about Brandon Sorsby, that situation. We'll talk more about the draft and those kind of things. But, Trey, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy the great outdoors, folks.
And we haven't mentioned also, Roger, maybe I mentioned in our Facebook Live, how about the Trojans, the Little Rock Trojans finishing in the top 25. Boom! Arkansas was 21 in USA Today, and the Trojans were 25th. Good job. We've got to get Chris Curry back on the show. Well done. All right, everybody, do not go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 7 o'clock. More fun to come. Don't go away.
Breaking news, information, big name guests, entertainment, and